Ian Murray is with Competitive Enterprise Institute, and he's going to join us right now to talk about what's happening in Great Britain today with regard to what's called the Brexit vote. This is a big deal, isn't it, Mr. Murray?
Oh, absolutely. It's a fundamental question for British democracy.
And tell me where you think things stand right now with regard to the mood of the British people and their inclusion in the European Union.
Well, things are on a knife edge. There were two polls yesterday, four polls yesterday, the four final polls before the referendum, and two of them showed that leave the EU was ahead, and two of them showed that remain in the EU was ahead.
Wow.
So the British people are basically divided right down the middle.
How will it affect U.S. relations with Great Britain? You know, when President Obama went over there and lobbied on behalf of Remain, he raised some eyebrows by saying that Great Britain would have to, quote, get in the back of the queue when it comes to trade policies. Did that resonate with the British people?
Well, all the polls show that, if anything, Obama's intervention had a negative effect and that people were more likely to vote leave as a result of this intervention. The British people don't like foreigners, even very close cousins like Americans, coming over and telling them how to run their business. And that's precisely what motivated the leave campaign in the first place.
You know, Margaret Thatcher was thought to be such a great driving force in Britain. How are they looking at this move now? Do they feel that, you know, Britain has gotten weaker under this leadership, or do they feel that she was the last great strength they had? Do they feel that this will restore some of that they once had? What is the British feeling overall on this move?
Well, I think that the Leave campaign is mainly motivated by a desire to restore British sovereignty, but also by a desire to look west again, to look out across the oceans, the open seas, as Churchill put it back in the 1950s when he was looking at the creation of the European Union on the continent. He always felt that Britain should be looking across the oceans rather than to the very near the issue of the continent. I think that's part of what's motivating things.
How has this issue affected the Tories, the Conservative Party, probably, I guess, spiritually close cousins to the Republican Party here in America? Because, of course, the Prime Minister is a Tory, and he is in favor of remaining, but many of the Conservatives in Britain are in favor of the exit. And you've seen the rise of the UKIP party, which is very much opposed to the migration and refugee policies of the EU being forced on Great Britain. What's going on with the party?
Well, the Tory party is split right down the middle, just like the country. In fact, there is a lot of anger amongst the Leave base vote when the Prime Minister didn't just use his position as Prime Minister, but used his position as head of the government to argue for Remain. And they spent I think it was £7 million on a leaflet saying that the government says that you should vote to stay in the EU, and that was regarded as a breach of the campaign rules. So things have got actually very bitter within the Tory party.
It's looking like you feel that there would be unilateral free trade would be beneficial in this move. Can you explain a little further?
Well, there are all sorts of options for what will happen in the event of a leave vote. There's something called the Norway model, where basically what would happen was that Britain would stay in something called the European Economic Area, and therefore have access to all the benefits of being in the European single market. But at the same time, it wouldn't have a voice on how the rules of the single market were created. So that's the sort of closest model there is to remaining in the EU while actually being out of it. But that comes with a lot of the problems that being in the EU comes with. And so when a colleague of mine in the UK and I drew up a plan for what Britain should do when we voted to leave, we decided that just unilateral free trade, saying we're going to trade with anybody, anybody can trade with us, that would have the best chance of restoring Britain's place in the world.
Yeah. Ian Murray, we got to leave it there. Again, Competitive Enterprise Institute, an organization in town that embraces the free market. Quick exit question, how do you think it's going to go?
I think it's that the undecideds will break for Remain, and it'll be a clear Remain victory in the end.
A clear Remain victory. Oh, interesting. That'll be interesting. All right, Ian Murray, thanks for joining us. We will watch it.